Republican lawmakers were noticeably absent in the morning, where more than 100 people showed up to listen or testify. For the first hour, two Democratic senators of the five-member budget committee who attended took advantage of the situation by prompting chancellors and others from UW-River Falls, Stout, and Eau Claire to detail how a $100 million cut to the system would take a decade to reverse. Chancellor Don Mash is from Eau Claire.
I would want to point out that the University of Wisconsin system is the leanest public university system in the country in terms of its administrative costs, spending an average of 5.5%. National average is over 10%.
Moreover, Mash says slashing the UW-Eau Claire budget jeopardizes the Chippewa Valley Initiative. It would bring in more students and faculty to fill the current demands of a high-tech economy. It's already been approved, and a scaled-down version of it could get started under the governor's plan.
The current level of cuts now being talked about, the $108 million, completely eliminate the economic stimulus package. Can't implement it, even in part, at that level of funding.
UW-River Falls Chancellor Ann Leidecker says a successful recruiting program in her western Wisconsin region could also be crippled.
In good faith, this year we actively recruited students into our biotechnology, computer science, information systems programs, the targets of our economic stimulus package. These students are coming to campus this fall in larger numbers than ever, but we won't have the faculty to teach them if the budget passed by the Assembly stands.
Chancellor Leidecker has 15 staff positions unfilled and is looking at the potential of 30 layoffs. Plus, the applications of 400 students are frozen. Not so, Chancellor Mash says, at Eau Claire.
We had already closed our admissions, so we're full. So the bad news there is they're coming. A full freshman class is coming in the fall without the dollars to support them.
Mash says 40 faculty and staff positions might have to go. Some Republicans accuse the university system of whining about these cuts and scaring students when administrators just got big raises. Eau Claire County Republican Party head Lori Forcier says the university can stand to cut travel and advertising budgets, but she believes the cuts approved by the Assembly are not likely to happen, even though she favors them.
It's unfortunate this happened this year in an election year, because I think in a non-election year, you wouldn't have heard this kind of inflammatory rhetoric and this fear-mongering. I guess this is something I think Democrats do very well. They're great at scaring people, and they do it needlessly.
More hearings by the Senate Budget Committee are planned for Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Eau Claire.